Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We've been telling you about high rents in the city, renters who got bargains during the pandemic now being driven from their apartments. Let's talk about this live with Gary Mallon, COO of the Corcoran Group. Gary, good to have you here. Can you give us a, for instance, let's say a one bedroom in Manhattan? What kind of bargains were people getting during the pandemic and now suddenly bye-bye bargain?
Yes, they were getting tremendous bargains. It's always, an issue of supply and demand. If you were renting an apartment a little over a year ago in Manhattan or Brooklyn and Queens as well, you were potentially getting anywhere from a 10 to a 20% reduction on your face rents. Plus, you were likely getting 1, 2, 3 months free on top of that. Given how stark the market had, shifted in such a quick turn, owners did anything they could to fill vacant apartments. So the reductions were quite dramatic.
Right. And so now what's going on? People are coming back to New York City. They want to live here again. So demand is up.
Correct. I mean, we saw this beginning last summer, where demand was just incredible. And I think it was a factor of the people that had moved out of the city, at the beginning parts of the pandemic, they were coming back. People that were supposed to move into the city in the summer of 2020 because they graduated college and the normal time for them to come, they didn't move in. And then all of a sudden last year, you had all the college students who were graduating in 2021. So all of a sudden you had all three of these groups coming back to Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens at the same exact moment, just putting unbelievable pressure on the marketplace.
Right. So, Gary, is there any kind of recourse? I mean, if you're living in a nice apartment and suddenly the rent goes way up. I mean, your landlord's not going to be nice and say, oh, okay, we'll continue to give you that break, right?
Well, I think to some degree, you have to take a broader view. And I completely appreciate where tenants are coming from, that they got these great deals and now all of a sudden they're not so great. I think most tenants had assumed that they would be getting probably a 2 to possibly a 3 year run with the marketplace, but unfortunately things turned around on them rather quickly. So, my first piece of advice to every tenant is, first take a look at what your owner is offering you, see if it is affordable, and then take a look in the marketplace and see if you could find something that's better or more affordable in a neighborhood that you want to be in, given the changes that are there. I've always felt and always will that there's an opportunity around every corner in New York City. You just have to go look. Now, it might mean you have to move out of your desired location. You might need to move to a different type of building, but you need to go out there and explore the marketplace to see if the better opportunities exist.
Yeah. When you mentioned the marketplace, Gary, interestingly, there was a survey by rent.com saying that among the affordable neighborhoods in the city, there was a list of about 10 of them. Number one, most affordable being Hell's Kitchen, but also on the affordable list, and I couldn't believe this one, Sutton Place.
Well, listen, Sutton Place is a convenience factor, right? Like, it's away from public transportation. For certain people, it's a little sleepy. So in terms of getting rental deals, historically, the Upper East Side had been a place of great value. You have tremendous amounts of buildings of all different shapes and sizes. You have walk-ups to super luxury and everything in between. And the farther you get away from Lexington Avenue, the better the deals are, simply because of transportation. Now, the Second Avenue subway has helped, but it hasn't helped as much as if you were closer to Lex. So public transportation plays a pretty big factor in pricing.
So if you're looking for a bargain, go to a place, a neighborhood in Manhattan that might be a little more off the beaten path, as it were.
Absolutely. And also look at the different types of buildings that exist. There are beautiful walk-up buildings or elevator, no doorman, or buildings that are 15 or 20 years old that might not have the same level of amenities as today's buildings, but they're still tremendous buildings and they'll trade at a discount from the latest and the greatest.
All right. Get out there and hoof it a little bit and find someplace cheaper. Gary Mallon, COO of the Corcoran Group. Thank you so much, Gary.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.